This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, June 12th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, the latest in a continuing series on what people get out of the environment. We'll also get a forecast from AM 580's Mike Sola. First, a look at today's news. Racial equity remains the goal of the Champaign School Board. Specifically, its promise to build new classrooms in the predominantly African-American north side of town. That was the message in a resolution passed by the board last night on a 6-0 vote. AM 580's Jim Meadows has the details.
The promise of new north side classrooms is already official. It's part of the consent decree approved by the Unit 4 School Board in 2001 and by a federal judge the following year. But School Board President David Tomlinson says it's important for the current school board to reaffirm that promise.
We understand the consent decree was agreed to by the district and settled on by the district in 2002. We are just reaffirming our commitment as a board to meet the requirements of the consent decree, and specifically a couple languages, as to continue our good faith effort to get the two strands north of University Avenue.
A majority of Champaign school board members are new, first elected in April. There's no one on the board who was in office during the original consent decree vote 6 years ago. Tomlinson says the resolution shows that current board members are committed to equity for all students. A Unit 4 bond referendum, including money for a new school on the far northwest edge of Champaign, was defeated by voters last year. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
In other action, the Unit 4 school board voted to raise textbook rental fees from the current $40 a year to $60. It's the first such increase since 1992. Champaign school officials say the new rates remain competitive with many neighboring districts, including Urbana, where the textbook charge is $100. Unit 4 fees for before and after school programs are also going up. John Andrew White, who's accused of child molestation in two central Illinois counties, is free on bond. The 29-year-old former school teacher left the Champaign County Jail over the weekend after posting $175,000 bail. That covers 10% of the bond set for White on child molestation charges in both Champaign and McLean counties. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reet says White's McLean County bond includes certain restrictions that she wants to copy in her county.
Specifically, he is not allowed to have any contact with any children under the age of 16. And given the fact that he's posted bond in both of those cases, we are requesting that a similar condition be added to his bond in Champaign County.
White is accused of molesting 9 girls at Urbana's Thomas Paine Elementary School and 2 girls at schools in Normal. His next scheduled appearance is a status hearing June 22nd in McLean County Court, followed by a pretrial status hearing in Champaign County on the 26th. Reed says she's satisfied with the level of the bond set for White by the courts as long as he makes his court appearances. A man from Clinton arrested for the alleged beating of a baby is now being held on murder charges. The DeWitt County State's Attorney says 21-year-old Richard Huerman faces 5 counts each of first-degree murder and aggravated battery of a child. He's being held on $1 million bond. Clinton police say Huerman was in a relationship with the mother of the baby, but was not the child's mother. The infant, 10-month-old Ava Bowie, died in a Peoria hospital on Sunday. The U.S. Agriculture Department is making it easier to see exactly who benefits from the nation's generous farm subsidy program. Instead of having to sift through a complex web of corporations, partnerships, and other business entities, the USDA has assigned a specific dollar amount to the individuals behind the businesses. A total of $35 billion in farm subsidies was paid out between 2003 and 2005, including $3.3 billion to 146,000 Illinois recipients. The University of Illinois tops that list of Illinois recipients with nearly $1.3 million in payments during those years. Gary Beaumont of the U of I's College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences says the university owns 20 farms. More than 40 farmers rent that land, about 14,000 acres in all. A group of city officials and business leaders in DeWitt County want to hire an economic development director. A steering committee is beginning to lay the groundwork for that group. It'll be assigned with the task of creating a countywide economic development corporation. It would attract new employers, retain jobs, and help existing businesses expand. The head of that group would serve as the point person for business leaders. Dave Joswiak is the city manager in Farmer City, and he sits on that committee.
In a lot of cases, I'm sure it'll be responding to inquiries from businesses that say, hey, maybe DeWitt County would be a good place to locate. Would my business fit? What kind of help might I expect in coordinating this? What are the locations, possible locations, and so on and so forth?
The steering committee will take its plans to city leaders and business heads with hopes of securing funds for the non-for-profit economic development group by late July. Former Illinois Governor Dan Walker's been out of office for 3 decades, but he has advice for state government leaders of today. Sean Crawford has more.
Walker, now 84, has written an autobiography, The Maverick and the Machine. He lives in California, but is back in the state on a book tour. Walker says he remains troubled by reports of pay-to-play politics and unethical behavior of elected officials. He says more scrutiny is needed as well as campaign finance reform. Walker admits the public might be skeptical of him talking ethics in state government. After all, Walker spent 18 months in federal prison a few years after leaving office for business dealings unrelated to his time as a politician.
Okay, I went to jail. That's all I can say. I rest on my record, but I know that many people do think that way. But damn it, forgive me, damn it. I stand tall on ethics.
While back in Illinois, Walker donated some political memorabilia to the Lincoln Presidential Library, including a pair of boots he wore when he walked the state campaigning for governor. Walker won election in 1972 and served one term. I'm Sean Crawford.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. People enjoy nature for all kinds of reasons. In the Environment Report's occasional series about people's connections to the environment, producer Kyle Norris spent some time with a recreational hunter and fisherman who says that when he spends time in nature, he never feels any pressure.
Jerry Sherman can fix anything, and he's fixed a few things around my house. He's always carrying a coffee cup with him everywhere he goes. And he's one of those guys who wears those dark, working man jeans and cowboy shirts with pearl buttons. We took a walk the other day and talked a lot about fishing and hunting. I was wondering how he got into those things.
Well, when I first started, I was a foreman and I was under a tremendous amount of pressure. There's always somebody in your face all day long, either talking to somebody or on the phone. So then when you get outside and get away from people, you can be on your own little world and think whatever you want to think, and there's nobody. What do I do here? What do I do there?
Jerry has a couple of friends. Actually, they're a pair of twins that he likes to go fishing with. But a lot of the time, it's also about being alone.
It's both of those things. There are days that I want to be by myself and just go fish by myself. And there's days that you feel that need to be with your friends, and that's when you want to fish with them. A good example, the other day when we were fishing, we spend a certain amount of time fishing together, but then all three of us go off in different directions. Well, that does two things. It gives us more area to cover, but we all enjoy fishing alone to a certain amount.
I think Jerry and I feel similarly about nature. It makes us feel calmer. If he's like me, it's about being part of a bigger picture. So I asked him, what does he feel when he's alone in nature?
You're feeling great, and there are times you just sit down and do some praying on your own sometimes. And you can pray to God in your own way, and nobody's putting any pressure on you. In a church, you kind of feel like you're sometimes pressured into praying a certain prayer for somebody. And you're out in nature, you can pray for whatever you want, and nobody's looking at you or putting any kind of pressure on you. Does that make any sense? Because I think everybody prays to a certain extent. I just find a rock and sit down and meditate. Maybe talk to myself.
Jerry said the last thing he prayed for was his family. Which is funny, because hunting and fishing are actually ways for him to get away from his family.
A lot of the reason you go out there is to kind of relax and unwind and kind of retune your body and your mind. And when you go back to be around your family, I would say then you're kind of relax and you're out from underneath all this pressure. And you kind of get a chance to sort things out.
Like Jerry, maybe all of us need a chance to get away from everybody and spend some time in nature and sort things out. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.
The Environment Report is a production of Michigan Radio. Support comes from the Joyce Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. Have something to say about the Environment Report? Send email to feedback@environmentreport.org.
There is no rain at all in the forecast for Illinois and Indiana for the next few days, according to our forecaster Mike Sola, who calls for a sunny and warm day today across the two states, with highs ranging from 75 near Lake Michigan to 90 in some parts of central and southern Illinois and Indiana. Clear skies tonight, lows from 56 in northern Illinois to 64 in south central Illinois. And for tomorrow, sunny again, the highs from around 80 near Lake Michigan to around 90 in various locations. Champaign-Urbana's high today, 87, 88 for tomorrow, sunny and 89 on Thursday, and the same forecast for Friday. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, June 12th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.